Welcome to the Prepped and Polished podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host, Alexis Avila.
Hey guys, it's episode number 216. I'm your host, Alexis Avila. Welcome back to the Prepped and Polished podcast. Today's guest will be Dale Troy, and she is a certified health coach. Make sure to join our community. We're on social media. Go to Instagram, go to Facebook, Twitter. Just type Prepped and Polished and you'll find us. And if you have a question or reaction or need some tutoring, go to preppedandpolished.com. We can help you with that. Or you can always give us a call, 781-753-9951. Let's get to today's guest on episode 216. I'm talking to Dale Troy. Dale is a certified health coach, a mom of three daughters, and they've all graduated from Yale. Dale is also a graduate of Yale College and Yale Law School. As a certified health coach, Dale specializes in working with stressed college students, and together she puts in place habits that enable them to manage stress and have a successful college experience. Today, Dale's going to give us strategies on how students can best manage their stress in the college transition process. For another related episode, make sure to check out episode 192, where my conversation with Gina Beagle on how to help teens reduce stress. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Dale, thanks so much for coming on the Prepped and Polished podcast. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you about what I'm doing.
Great. So tell our audience about your background, and let's focus on a few moments, pivotal moments that led you to where you are today. Nationally recognized as a health coach and mentor for teens and their parents getting ready for college and beyond.
Okay. Well, I actually started my career as a lawyer because I wanted to help people. I actually chose trust and estates, which I thought was the most personal, not corporate. And what it turned out that law is really more about creating documents than really working directly with clients. So that didn't last very long. Then I became a headhunter for lawyers. And I actually did learn about coaching people and listening to people. And that kind of really showed me that that's what I love doing. You know, I love working with people. But my real passion is health. I had health issues growing up. And when I think about it now, I realize that my college experience was so much affected by me not feeling well in college that I'm a type A person. I struggled, but I pushed myself through and, I graduated summa cum laude. I don't know how that ever happened because I was not feeling well almost my entire college career. And I went to Yale Law School, same thing. And it took a lot of years to find out what was wrong with me. I had a lot of digestive issues. So without going into that, it made me feel like I missed something in college, that there was, you know, I didn't have the great college experience that I was hoping to have. So that's really in part why I'm really passionate about working with college students, because I see how difficult college is now, and I don't want it to be that way. I don't want it to be that way for kids.
Wow. You have three daughters and they all got into Yale. That's pretty fascinating because it's hard to get into Yale for one, let alone three. So I'm wondering if there's just any tips for anyone who might want to go to Yale.
Okay. Well, that's a great question. I'm actually, to be honest with you, I'm embarrassed when I say that all my kids went to Yale.
Wow. Yeah,
okay. Because you know, it's not the norm. Sure, sure. And they didn't get in. Nobody got in early decision. One of them got off the wait list, you know, and the other two got in regular.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, wow, it just got into Yale.
Sure.
They tried really hard. But when I think about what my husband and I might have done to help them along the way is, number one, my husband is extremely intellectual. Okay. And he's really a big reader. And I think they all are really great readers. And reading helps you not only you know, learn what you're reading, but it also helps you with speaking and how to write better. So I think emphasizing reading in the home is really important. And then a practical tip, I would say, in terms of, you know, everyone's always worried about what their score is going to be, because it does make a big difference. My kids worked really hard on getting their SAT scores up. And I would say that they did a lot of practice tests. So, you know, they knew going into the actual, the real test, that they, what they were capable of doing. So they, you know, they didn't, it wasn't like a surprise. So I would say that, you know, like, work on it until you get to the place where you think you should be in terms of your score. You know, don't just take a lot of SATs and just think that you're going to do better just because you're taking more. You know, you really got to practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell us about your website. It's crushcollegestress.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. What will we find there?
Well, Crush College Stress is the kind of umbrella for what I'm doing. And so if you go there, you will find out about me. There's a download. There's a download with 7 habits to, you know, crush college stress, like the most important 7 habits. That's a free download. There's a video where I talk about some of the students that I've worked with. And probably most importantly, there's a page called Services, which describes the 2 programs that I currently have. One is a 6-session program. These are one-on-one coaching programs. And the other is my new one, which is called Your Successful Semester, where I actually work with a student for the entire semester.
Wow.
So yeah, so that, you know, going through every stressful situation that they come upon.
I find that you're going to get a lot of inquiries about that, because someone just, it's helpful to have somebody to kind of handhold you a little bit throughout the year, not just for a week.
Right. Well, that's what my intention is, because, you know, at the college stage, they really don't, most kids don't want to be that connected to their parent. You know, they want to start create independence, and they really, you know, they really can't have somebody with my skills and support level right on campus.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk a little bit about stress. So you work with pretty stressed out teens, their parents. What do you find are today's biggest worries? What's causing some of this stress?
Well, clearly social media is a huge, huge one, because, you know, when I grew up, there was no social media, and it just creates added pressure because everyone's comparing themselves to their friends, worrying that they're not having the same experience that their friends are. And it creates a lot of extra stress that I certainly didn't have growing up. And related to that, I think, is just kind of overall competition. You know, now that we're in a global economy, kids are competing not only with students from the U.S., but also students from outside the U.S. who are taking places in college and getting great jobs and so forth. So there's just more competition, and kids feel that. You know, they're worried about, are they going to get a good job? You know, are they going to be able to you know, find what their dreams are, because there's so much competition out there.
Definitely.
Yeah. And in terms of parents, I wanted to mention this. In terms of parents, what parents are, I believe, mainly stressed out about when they have when their child leaves for college is they're worried about their health and safety. They, you know, there's so many articles about anxiety and depression and suicide on campus. You know, there's, you know, all the drugs and the alcohol and the, you know, any things that their kids could get involved with, and that's a huge worry. So part of my program focuses on having healthy habits. So that really reinforces the importance of living a healthy lifestyle and making good choices and not being influenced by peers and, you know, kind of staying in control of yourself.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. What are some ways you help the seniors in high school getting ready for college manage, alleviate their stress?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I I think the best, one of the best times for me to work with the student is after they've decided on what college they're going to.
Okay.
Because at that point, you know, they're kind of putting high school behind them, moving forward, and they're excited, but they're also nervous.
Sure.
And I can alleviate those nerves by giving them tools to use when they're feeling stressed out. You know, all sorts of things I work with them on, like being mindful, meditation, learning how to do deep breathing, using a gratitude journal, you know, all sorts of things. And we find what works with them, you know, for them in particular. So I expose them to a whole range of stress-reducing tools, and then they can practice them and know that they have something to use when they get in that situation. And in addition, I really talk a lot about time management and how to, you know, plan their time and make sure that they are in control of their college life, because they're not going to have their parent there reminding them to do their homework or, you know, a study for a test or whatever. So there's a lot of talk about just starting to feel like they're in control of themselves.
That's amazing. What are some tips that you give them about how to control the curb the social media in their lives, in the blitz of bombardment of social media, and which provokes anxiety?
Well, I guess there are a few things. One is they definitely need to turn off their phone at least an hour before they go to bed.
Okay.
Because if they don't, that they're just not going to be able to fall asleep, and they're mm-hmm. not going to have a restful sleep, and that sleep is crucial to being successful in college. excuse me. I would also say I also recommend that they have real downtime in their schedule, where they're not on social media at all, you know, so that they, you know, they really need to rest and recover sometime during the day. If they just go, they're going to burn themselves out. So they need to get away from social media really as much as possible. That would be my advice. And as you know, what they see on social media is, you know, the best of the best. They're not seeing real life often when they see their friends having a great time. They're not seeing all the sad times or the difficult times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. So let's talk about college freshmen. So, and you kind of touched upon it a little already, but what are some of the issues, stressors that you see college freshmen face today? What are some suggestions you help alleviating that their stress?
Okay. I think one of the biggest is having a roommate.
And as a stress.
Yeah, oh. Because a lot of kids haven't had to live with someone else. They've just had their own room at home. And, you know, they're just having to live with another person, as I'm sure you know. Everyone has their own habits, and things can be upsetting to you.
Sure.
And that kind of builds up. And so I really talk about the need for communication. And not letting things build up to that point. And if things can't be worked out between the roommates, then you really need to go to the residential advisor. You know, it's something that you can't just ignore. Because if you're not comfortable in your own space, it's going to affect everything. So that's
so true. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very
and
important.
Then, yeah. Another thing... probably related to something I just said is that a lot of kids are just overwhelmed. They feel like they don't have enough time to do everything between their academics and whatever activities they're involved with, and you know, wanting to be social and make friends. So I go back to the planning and the time management focus, and I show them how to find the time that they need, and that they really do have time. They just have to use it well.
That would have been so important if I had that in college. Didn't have that at all. I went to a big school, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Just imagine just having a little bit of that structure. That would have been really helpful.
So how did you handle that?
Well, you find your niches and then you gravitate kind of naturally towards the things that you enjoy, and then you stick to that, and so hopefully something connects. What are some ways parents with students getting ready for college can help make their transition to college less stressful?
One thing that I think is really important for families is to figure out their own personal communication plan. You know, when are they going to talk to their child? Setting up a routine makes everybody feel more comfortable, knowing that they're going to have a time to check in, because parents really need to start to separate themselves, and a lot of them don't want to do that. You know, they want to be texting their child every day, and that really isn't helpful. So being mindful of the need for your child to be separate and start making their own decisions, and not hovering over them. You know, parents today are so, you know, what's the word? Helicopter parent.
Yeah.
That they have a hard time getting away from that, and setting up a communication plan that's, you know, kind of strict is helpful. In addition, again, the planning thing, I think making sure their child has a planner going in and knows how to use it and will use it, that is going to make their college experience, you know, much more organized and less stressful. And then I think a third thing that I see as really important is making sure that their kids find friends, find people that they feel comfortable with on campus. It's scary to go to a school, wow, you went to Michigan, without knowing anyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, if their child can quickly, you know, find a group of people that they feel comfortable with, you know, just be outgoing, try lots of activities, you know, don't stay in your room and think that people are going to come find you, because that's just not the way it works. So the more you can show up at events, the more likely you're going to find people that you relate to.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I think that's what I was kind of trying to get at. It was just like, I was able to just kind of say yes to a lot of things, even though it was scary. And then you kind of inadvertently find your people, your niche, rather than if you say no and you're picky and then you might feel alone. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you really love your job. So I was just wondering what are some of the things that you like most about the work you do with students?
I love knowing that I've made a difference and that they have the opportunity to have a more positive college experience than I did, and even my kids. And what really touches me is when I see a student come up with their own fantastic plan for themselves. I can give you an example. I had a boy who, a freshman, who was pre-med, and he was having a hard time in the beginning. His grades weren't that great. And once we worked on all sorts of things related to planning and getting enough sleep and so forth, he came up with this fantastic plan. He decided he was going to get up really early, jog to a Starbucks, do some work before classes got going, and it just turned around everything, because he was like wide awake and focused for his classes. He had already done exercise. He had gotten some work done. So he started off his day so great that it just blossomed into him, you know, feeling good and doing much better in terms of his grades.
Wow. Yeah. That's a positive way to, you know, overcome, you know, a lot of stress. To work with you, how do we best kind of get in touch with you?
You can email me at DaleTroy@CrushCollegeStress.com, or you can just go on my website. There's a lot of ways to contact me on my website, and that's www.CrushCollegeStress.com. So either way is great.
Perfect. Any advice for teens getting ready to cross that bridge into, you know, college and young adulthood?
I would say that, you know, just know that it can be scary, but it's also really a really exciting time. And the most important thing I think now, seeing myself and my kids go through it, is that knowing that you have control, that you have choices, meant your life is up to you. And that should make you feel better, should make you feel calmer. That once you know, if you learn the tools, if you get some support, if you get what you need and ask for support, and you know, you have the power to have a great experience.
Perfect. Well, Dale, thanks for coming on the Practice Polish podcast and doing the important work that you do for students. It's really making a difference. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
This wraps up our show today. This was episode number 216 with Dale Troy. To connect with Dale and work with her, check out www.crushcollegestress.com. I hope you enjoyed today's episode 216 with Dale Troy. Make sure to check out another one of our episodes, episode 192, on how to help teens reduce stress. Tune in soon to hear our next podcast episode number 217, and it will be our next tutoring tips episode. To access all of our episodes, just make sure to go to preppedandpolished.com/podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.